Daily News, I'm Tommy McNeil. French voters around the world are casting ballots in the first round of exceptional parliamentary election. The two-round vote could put France's government in the hands of far-right forces for the first time since the Nazi era. The outcome could impact European financial markets, Western support for Ukraine, and how France's nuclear arsenal is managed. Many French voters are frustrated about the inflation and economic concerns, and they see President Emmanuel Macron's leadership is out of touch. Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration national rally party has tapped and fueled that discontent and dominated all pre-election opinion polls thus far. U.S. and European and Arab mediators are pressing to keep stepped-up cross-border attacks between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militants from spiraling into a wider Middle East war that the world has feared for months. Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. Slowly but steadily this summer, Russian troops are forging through Ukraine's outgunned and undermanned defenses along the front line of the battlefield in a relentless onslaught, prompting the West to push for new weapons. And President Vladimir Putin, of Ukraine's leadership and threats of retaliation against the West, either directly or indirect methods. This is VOA News. Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they are determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Islamic militants on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last weekend. The attacks in the regional capital and the city of Durban on the north on the Caspian Sea, Chief Rabbi of Russia, Beryl Lazer, said a 110-year-old Durban synagogue, a center for Jewish life, was destroyed in a fire during those attacks. The newly inaugurated Freedom Edge exercise is wrapping up in the East China Sea, having brought together Japanese, South Korean, and American naval assets for the multi-domain maneuvers for the first time. Is foreseen as an annual drill, a critical development as Washington looks to strengthen its partnerships and military alliances in Korea and the Indo-Pacific, I should say, to counter growing assertive postures from both China and North Korea. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace the late hardline President Ibrahim Raisi after an initial vote. So the top candidates not secure an outright win in the lowest turnout poll ever held, and the little-known reformist candidate, Masoud, again, the hardline, announced the results in a news conference carried by Iranian state television on Saturday. Beryl has now strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic and is forecast to become a major storm as it nears the Caribbean. A hurricane warning was issued for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Barbados Meteorological Service says that the storm center was forecast to bash just south of the island. Beryl was located about 660 or 1,060 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados on Saturday, with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour or 130 kilometers per hour. It was moving west at 22 miles per hour or 35 kilometers per hour. Thousands of people are in Barbados for the 2020 World Cup cricket final, with India beating South Africa for on Saturday. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.